I would like to provide some basic instruction here on praying with people to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the baptism in the Holy Spirit. When people come forward to receive the gift of the Spirit, there are two things that must be done first. First, make sure that they have been born again. If they have not been born again yet, then obviously you need to lead them in a prayer of salvation. Secondly, is there any unconfessed sin in their life? If there is, then they need to confess that to the Lord to make sure that they're removing any obstacle that might hinder the work of the Spirit in their life. Give them some assurance from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then you're ready to begin to minister to them for the receiving of the gift of the Spirit. Review with them the promise that Jesus gave. He promised that the Holy Spirit would be given to those who ask. Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" Explain that when they ask in faith, they will receive. Explain that when they receive the Spirit, as in the book of Acts, they will speak in tongues as an initial evidence. You may need to explain tongues a little bit to them, explaining something like this, that when you speak in your native tongue, you're speaking out of your mind, but when you're speaking in the tongues that God gives you through the Holy Spirit, you're speaking out of your heart. So as they are putting sound to the expressions that are coming out of their heart and begin to form words around those expressions of the heart, they then begin to speak in tongues. The Bible does say in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, that when you speak in tongues, it is a prayer language. It is praying in the Spirit. So instruct the seeker to invite the Holy Spirit to take charge not only of their lives, but specifically of their tongues, and then just simply yield their tongue to the Holy Spirit for His use. Remind them that they cannot speak in tongues and their own native language at the same time. I mean, a person can't speak in English and Spanish at the same time. They can't speak in English and tongues at the same time either. So that sometimes helps people to see. You know, they're trying to praise God in English and all that. Sometimes I have to remind them, okay, just let the sounds that don't make sense to your mind begin to come out of your mouth. God will have to use their lips, their breath, their tongues to form the words. He will, out of the Spirit, give them the words to say, but they have to move their lips. Initially, it will sound to them like it's just them making sounds, but as they step out in faith with that, as they have received the gift of the Spirit, as they step out in faith with that, the Holy Spirit Himself will just take that over and begin to bring forth true speaking in tongues. They supply the sound, but the Holy Spirit supplies the words is one way of thinking about it. It may seem awkward at first, but encourage the seeker to continue. And like a child learning to speak, they will grow. You may need to tell them, remember, it won't make sense to your mind. And you may feel awkward with it, but do it anyway. Speak it out anyway. It doesn't matter what it sounds like, and it will not be fully developed language at this point. Just yield your tongue to Him and speak. Then after you've given them some coaching, then lead them in a prayer, something like this. You know, say this a phrase at a time, let them repeat it after you. Heavenly Father, I am your child, and you are my Father. Jesus is my Lord. I believe with all my heart that your word is true. Your word says, if I will ask, I will receive the Holy Spirit. So in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, I am asking you to fill me to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. Jesus, baptized me in the Holy Spirit. Because of your word, I believe that I now receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit is within me, and by faith I accept it. Now, Holy Spirit, rise up within me as I praise God. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me the utterance. and then just instruct the seeker just to begin to giving sound to the expressions of their heart. I have seen again and again these very simple steps followed, and people really receive a genuine infilling of the Spirit, and that manifestation of tongues come. It's just beautiful. One of the most enjoyable things to experience in ministering to people at the altar.